This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, November 4th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. It is often asserted that taxpayer support for higher education is dwindling, endangering the nation's economic future and forcing higher tuition prices, but that's far from the truth. Representative Virginia Fox chairs the House Subcommittee on Higher Education. She spoke at a Cato Capitol Hill briefing last week.
As most of you know, and it's been in the news that yesterday President Obama announced he was going to unilaterally change the federal student loan program. He promised students that they could only pay 10% of their income toward their loans and that after 20 years, any remaining balance would be forgiven. He also said that students who consolidated a privately funded federal subsidized loan into a federally funded direct loan could see their interest rate reduced by half a percentage point. He touted that he was doing this because Congress had refused to act. I think, as probably most of you are aware, the president's going to try to repeat Harry Truman's situation where he ran against a do-nothing Congress. Now, all of you are pretty young, but you might want to read McCullough's book on Truman. It's pretty good. But he decided he's going to take on the function of both the executive and the legislative branch, and the Constitution be damned. What he failed to highlight is that his new proposals are not new. He is simply expediting provisions that are already on the books. These are provisions, I might add, that we have no reliable data on and how they will function in real life and what impact they will have on the taxpayers who fund them. The Charlotte Observer reported this morning that, quote, an estimated 30,000 current students would be able to lower their monthly payments through the pay-as-you-earn. More than 85,000 would be able to reduce their interest rates and simplify payments by consolidating their loans. Lost in the debate over student loans is the fact that the most important thing that we could do for those who have these loans is to encourage economic growth and job creation. After all, the only way they can pay back loans is if they have a job. Unfortunately, the Senate is currently sitting on 15 different pieces of bipartisan legislation dealing with job creation that have passed the House already. The president's student loan actions, on the other hand, don't create jobs. They simply encourage more indebtedness and increase the pressure on the cost of higher education. The cost of public colleges rose by 8.3% in the past year and by 4.5% at private colleges. It's really ironic that all this data is sort of coming out at the same time that we're having this discussion. Tuition costs have been rising precipitously for decades, far outstripping the rate of inflation, as anyone who's tried to earn a college degree can attest. And what's the Obama administration's solution to this problem of the high cost of higher education? Increased subsidies to higher education. And we know there's a direct correlation between the amount of money given to higher education and the rising rate of tuition. At a time when we should be having a debate over why higher education costs so much, we instead have an administration that is intent on shoveling ever more money into a sector that has a rather dubious track record of keeping costs down, and I might add, a rather dubious track record of creating good results for the people who are attending their institutions. I am not advocating some kind of federal price controls on higher education. I need to make that clear. That's not the approach I want to take. But I do think it's past time that we turn the conversation toward how we can encourage innovation that brings down the cost of college instead of dwelling on how much we can spend on federal subsidies and how we can increase the amount of money that we encourage people to borrow to go to school.
Virginia Fox chairs the House Subcommittee on Higher Education. You can watch the full Capitol Hill briefing at our website, cato.org.